T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Michael, if you were in the Steelers situation right now, how would you go about replacing Devin Bush at inside linebacker?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, that's all, there's nobody magically on the street that's going to appear. I mean, you have to take into consideration next year's team. I mean, the Steelers are going to have some cap implications because of COVID. This cap's going to go down. And so anything you do this year is going to affect next year. So I think one of the reasons they have depth, one of the reasons they have young players, is you've got to play those guys and they've got to come through and improve the team and fill in the role. It's next man up mentality. I think that's the only way to approach it.
Mm.
Michael, in general, that 3-4 inside linebacker, the guy that's calling the signals for the defense, how easy is it to go outside the organization to replace that kind of player with somebody that hasn't been, you know, in the meeting rooms and doesn't know the defense? Is that a position you try to avoid going for outside help at?
Yeah, because, I mean, somebody's got to make the checks. Somebody's got to make the calls. Somebody's got to be in tune with Keith Butler and what he wants and understands how he does it. There's a rhythm that goes to it. You know, we don't give enough credit to defensive coordinators. Just take the first pass play. You know, they showed cover two. They dropped into one robber. You know, it was a great call. They knew they were going to get some kind of H angle coming inside. They knew they were getting an inside route. It was a great call. It was the right call. You know, Butler made the call. Fitzpatrick made the play. And nobody gets enough credit. The defensive coordinators never get enough credit for the call. If that was an offensive touchdown, we'd be talking about the coordinators forever. Oh, what a great call. We never do with defense. And I think that's what you need from the guy who's making the calls for you on the field, the checks. The communication is so vital, especially in light of how little practice everyone's had together.
Okay, Michael, well then how big of a loss is Bush then to this defense in your opinion?
Well, I mean, Vince Williams is going to have to pick up the slack, right? I mean, you've got a guy that's played inside with them. He's going to have to pick up the slack, and the players behind him have to pick up the slack. Look, not one guy is going to replace a really good player like Devin Bush. I mean, this is not going to happen. But other guys have to pick up, and, you know, they're just going to have to fill in the role. They played awfully well after he got hurt against Cleveland, a team that wanted to run the football and couldn't.
Michael, how much does the loss of a guy like Devin Bush, whose stats weren't gaudy, like how much does it tangibly hurt? I think we've had a hard time like pinning down, and you don't know this until you see how Spillane or anybody else that fills in for him does, but just by itself, not knowing how the replacement player is going to do, how much does that hurt a defense? How indispensable is a guy like Devin Bush to a defense?
Well, I think as long as you guys have been around Pittsburgh, you know, the uniform's more important than who wears the uniform. I think life goes on. You've got to move on. That's the NFL. And, yeah, he's a really good player, and they're going to miss him. There's no doubt. But he is going to be replaceable. They may have to do it with 3 different players. He may not – you know, they'll do it with somebody else on passing downs, do it with somebody on rundowns. They may have to mix and match. You know, they don't have the ability to just to use the one player that one fits all. You're going to have to be smart and understand it. But, you know, it's a lot harder to replace a left tackle. It's a lot harder to replace a quarterback. You guys have saw that last year.
Michael Lombardi joining us, former NFL general manager. What does the Ravens trade today do to your opinion of the AFC North hierarchy, Michael?
Well, I mean, it gives them another pass rusher. Look, their whole thing is about rushing 5, getting their defensive line one-on-one with the offense, and then being able to cover with their back end. They've got 3 really good corners in Humphrey, Jimmy Smith, and Marcus Peters. So they feel like when they can pressure with different combinations, and Inokwe will give them that ability. So you know, it strengthens an area where they were a little bit weak. But look, I don't think the Ravens are the same Ravens we saw last year. Nowhere near are they the same offensively. They're not running the ball with power. They're not able to really control the line of scrimmage like they did last year. They're good on defense. They turn the ball all over on defense. The Eagles came back and scored 28 on them in the second half and really had a chance to send the game into overtime if they convert the two-point play. I think there's vulnerability more offensively than defensively in Baltimore.
Do you think, Michael, they should go after Antonio Brown then once he becomes eligible to try to help that vulnerability in the pass game, obviously?
I don't know if it's the lack of receivers in the pass game that's given them problem. I think it's the lack of execution and the fact that they don't have a drop-back pass game. I mean, look, I love Lamar Jackson, and I would have drafted him if I were in the league, and I think he's a really good player. But the Ravens don't have a drop-back passing game. It's all off of play action. And when they get behind in a game like they did against Kansas City, they don't come back because they don't have the ability to throw a bunch of drop-back passes and win the game. That's their Achilles heel. They need to change how they approach that. I wrote about it for The Athletic a couple weeks ago. I think that's the bigger concern than adding more players. It's how are they going to approach it. They need to get tougher offensively. That was the key to what they did last year. They ran the ball with physicality, and they were tough to play. And I think they haven't been that same way this year.
Would you pick them over the Steelers right now?
You know, I don't think so. I really don't. I think the Steelers are starting to come in the groove. I was a little bit worried about Ben in the beginning of the year. I didn't think he was the same player. I thought, you know, when he played in the Philadelphia game and then last week, he looked like Big Ben of old. And maybe it's the connection with Claypool. You know, I'm not sold that Connor is the best back. I think he's a good back. I don't think he's an explosive back. I wish they had more juice at the position. But I do think he's a good guy, a good player, and he gets some yards and he does things. I don't think he's a super – he's not what I'm used to seeing when they had Le'Veon Bell at that position. But the reality of it is their defense is really good. It's hard to run the ball. They make teams play one-dimensional. And I think their offense is starting to get into gear.
Do you think they should have brought Bell back, Michael?
I think that they cleaned that locker room out, and mm-hmm. I don't think they want to dirty the locker room again.
Yep.
How much better do you think Bell can make Kansas City? Or given what you just said, do you think he might actually be a bit of a drag on Kansas City?
No, I think he's at that crossroads. You know, there's an old gas station in Barstow, California that had a restaurant attached to it. And the next stop was 400 miles away. And the sign said, eat here, we both starve. Well, LaBelle better eat there or he's going to starve. He needs to prove that he's not a bad player, a bad person now. I mean, the clock is running on him.
Who do you like on Sunday, Steelers or Titans?
I love the Steelers on Sunday. I think the Titans are really overrated defensively. I think the Titans are very similar to Seattle. Really, really good offensively. I think Arthur Smith does a great job calling plays. I think Ryan Tannehill has played really well. I think their offense is really good. Now, they're going to miss Taylor Lewan, the left tackle. I think that's problematic for them. And I think that their defense is really not very good. They're giving up over 5 yards a carry on the ground. They have a hard time covering any receivers out there in space, and they don't really rush the passer. You know, I kid it all the time on my show, the Lombardi Line, but the greatest pass rusher of all time, the guy who's Superman with a cape, Jadeveon Clowney, he hasn't been near a quarterback all year. It's $15 million the Titans are spending and not getting much production.
Michael, this has been therapeutic because I've been saying since the Bush injury, I'm freaking out. I thought they needed to go sign an Avery Williamson or somebody like that. Just give me a body at that position. I don't know if an undrafted guy can get it done in Spillane, and you're making me feel a little bit better about that.
Well, I mean, look, that's why you have depth. I mean, that's how stars are created. I mean, you know, look, did anybody think that when one player went out, it's happened in Pittsburgh time and again. You know, Claypool, did anybody think he was going to step in and be the guy that he was? I mean, obviously drafted in the second round, but he showed superior ability to what he's done.
But when Sean Davis went out, we had to go get Mika Fitzpatrick. Michael, that was the thing there.
I think Mika obviously was high on Kevin Colbert's board, and I think he fit what they did. I think that was a different circumstance. It's hard to find middle linebackers that can impact the game. Look, here's the reality. It's hard to get linebackers that can play on three downs, and you're going to have to draft them. You're not going to find them out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.